Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. It's Sam Crowley, your number one go-to source for the Ebola virus. So I hope you're tuning in today. We're going to get you all caught up on the Ebola virus and how it can be contagious. And you, listener of the Everyday Saturday Show, may die by 12 noon today. Welcome back, everybody. It's your host. If you're not plugged into the number one motivational podcast, head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the show. If you're already subscribed, leave a five-star rating. I'm telling you right now, leave a five-star rating. We need the ratings. Why do we need the ratings? Who doesn't want ratings? You know, anybody that doesn't, radio, television host doesn't want ratings? It helps people find the show. Leave a nice comment so everybody knows where to go for their source of inspiration and motivation on their journey to make an everyday Saturday. Hey, look, here's the deal. I was joking around at the beginning. Of course, you're not going to die by 12 noon today from the Ebola virus, but boy, I'll tell you, I've been guilty. I've been sucked into the machine over the past week or so. If you're listening to this recording a year from now, it may or may not make sense. You'll probably have a lot more perspective. If you're listening today, October 16th, 2014, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's on my television, all right? And I know people say it's the idiot box. It is the idiot box. I only watch a few shows on TV. I'm a big fan of Criminal Minds. I had a dream. Can I tell you about my dream before I get into the Ebola virus today? You know, before we even get into my dream, let me back up. When you hear Ebola, you get scared, right? Ooh, Ebola. When you hear happiness, money, success, cash flow, things like that, heaven, heavenly, sweet tooth, those types of things, happy thoughts come into your mind. Happy thoughts. But we can't have happy thoughts because we need to learn about how we're going to die this week. And that's what a lot of people think of. You know, they put all this negative stuff in their head. I'm not discounting it. I think it's completely stupid. We let a guy into the country who lied on his questionnaire coming from West Africa, brought the Ebola virus with him. I'm not making any mockery of the fact that he's now dead or that the nurse he infected is now fighting for her life and the other nurse who actually flew from Dallas to Cleveland on an airplane before she knew that she had the Ebola virus, but she had a fever of 99 degrees, called the CDC, and they said, sure, it's okay, you can fly. That's what happens when you don't have things happen and you have no experience in this and you're giving people bad advice. Who the hell would tell somebody you can fly on an airplane from Dallas to Cleveland with a 99-degree fever knowing that you treated an Ebola patient? I mean, I don't even want to get into it, man. You can tell how much I've been plugged into this thing. Freaking me out. My dream when I was a kid, I wanted to be an FBI agent. I carried that dream with me. My uncle Jim Guiter was an FBI agent for 30 years. And I was just fascinated by his career and the stories he would tell. And I was a big fan of Columbo. You remember that, kids? If you're under the age of 40, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But Columbo was a detective. He used to wear a big brown trench coat, solve cases. And, you know, he kind of acted all stupid, like he didn't know anything. And then at the end, he would always figure out the crime. He goes, you know, I don't really know much about this, but can I just ask you a few questions and that type of stuff, you know? So I wanted to be an FBI agent. That's why I majored in accounting at the Pennsylvania State University before I started doing upside-down keg stands at parties my first night. I actually thought I was going to major in accounting because at the time, to be an FBI agent, being an accountant or a lawyer was preferred to go even be considered for the academy. So I majored in accounting. Problem was I actually minored in college and majored in partying, and I had an incredibly great time. I bet I had one of the best college careers, albeit short-lived, only 2 years, of anybody. I bet I crammed 2 years of college into, or 4 years into 2 years when it comes to partying. And I don't apologize for that. I was a complete moron. But boy, did I have a good time. I wouldn't change the course of my life for anything. I may even go back to school, just like Rodney Dangerfield in that movie. But I majored, I wanted to be an FBI agent. I wanted to solve problems. That's just what my dream. But when I think of dreams and all of the success and cash flow, terms that are power, that are success, think about when you hear that, when you hear dream, puts you in a good spot, doesn't it? What's your dream? Think about, I want you to take me back to when you were 14, 15 years old, the dreams you had, even maybe before that, 10 years old. What were the dreams that you had? I bet that puts you in a good spot, you know? When you think of lots of money, success, business, helping out your favorite charity, or maybe for guys out there, women who love to golf. I say golf, an entire day, play all you want, no worries. If you don't like golf, maybe it's tennis. If you don't like tennis, maybe you like to work around the house. I just think a day of eternal bliss. I use the word bliss. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? When you hear Ebola, does that make you feel good? Ebola virus. Take the word Ebola out. What about virus? Does that make you feel good? Does that put you in your happy place? I've got a virus. A virus what? Inside of you, on your computer? None of that has a positive connotation to it, does it? But yet we bombard our mind every single day. We got to know more. Hey, I'm guilty of it. I got caught up in the train wreck. I'm done, though. I'm done, you know. I don't want to be an idiot. I don't want to be ill-informed. But also, holy cow, I was watching TV last night. Had a long day yesterday for a lot of reasons. Our daughter kind of took a little bit of a turn in the NICU for the worse. I'm not saying it's anything grave or dangerous or anything like that. But we spent a lot of time yesterday with our baby girl, Susan, in the NICU, the neonatal ICU unit. And that puts everything in perspective, you know. You got all these yahoos, you know, worrying about stuff that doesn't matter, and you got this going on in your life. Gives you a lot of perspective. So after a long day, I picked up the remote last night. Guilty as charged. I watched my Criminal Minds. It's on Wednesday nights. And that was last night. So I watched a great show of Criminal Minds. And then, of course, I turn on the news and whatever. It doesn't matter. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, whatever your flavor of the day is. That's all they're talking about is Ebola virus. And how everybody's screwing this whole thing up, from the president to the CDC head and all these people, which I don't disagree with that at all. I think we were ill-prepared and just, once again, caught by surprise. Oh, Ebola's here, you know? But boy, by the time I went to bed last night, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you. I started checking my own skin and taking my temperature to see what the hell I got going on, you know? And then I'm like, Sam, shake out of it, man. Shake out of it. You're the founder of EverydaySaturday.com. We don't move as, you know, we're fearful. We don't live in a world of fear. And we let these people come into our lives and create all of this fear. And truth be told, come on, what's the likelihood right now, October 16, 2014, of you and I contracting this virus? Or anything negative, that for that matter. And, you know, we're sitting here enamored by it. And we're letting these people pump this negative stuff into our head. And it never stops, guys. It never stops. You know, rather than focus on Ebola, focus on happiness. Focus on money. Focus on success. Focus on your passion, your business. Let people smarter than you and me, if there even exist out there, figure this thing out. You know, we're all getting sidetracked. Go on social media today. Look at what your friends are talking about. Are they talking about how to build a business? Or are they talking about wearing a hazmat suit to Thanksgiving dinner? You know, it's crazy. It's just nuts. Reminds me, you know, all of these times, I always go back to my career and I think, what sabotaged people's success the most? Majoring in minor things, being distracted, not focused, talking about getting caught up in the water cooler talk. You want to literally just throw water on a fire? Find five successful entrepreneurs, or find, I don't even need to be successful, find five people talking about business, masterminding, getting ideas, and then say, oh, excuse me, you got this, I got this 5-gallon water cooler. I just want to set right here in the middle of your conversation, all right? And, okay, go ahead, let's talk. And by the way, let me sprinkle in some political talk here, some religion talk or something, maybe get you guys focused. Ebola. Here's what I'm going to do, guys. Hey, you masterminding about success? Hey, my name's Sam Crowley. I'm the water on the fire. Excuse me. I just got to bring in this water cooler. And I want you to stop talking about how you're going to build a business. Ebola. Okay? Let's change the topic to Ebola. Oh, conversation over. Dreams dying. You're dying. I'm dying. Everybody's dying, right? Oh, my God. And that's what's happening in social media today. Nobody wants to continue to mastermind and build around success. Well, some of us do. I do. That's why I'm a creative podcast. I'm stuttering already. I just said I'm a. That's why I'm a creating a podcast today. Because I got to figure it out, man. Who's going to be the leader out there? Who's going to be the one person out there shouting, everything's going to be okay. Build your business. Find customers. You know what I did this morning? After I dropped my girls off at school, I came home, my large Dunkin' Donut sitting right next to me right now, pumpkin swirl, two cream, and I shot an email off to my database, a very empowering email. If you're not on my list, what's the matter with you? Are you an entrepreneur? You a dreamer, a doer? You have a pulse? Can you fog a mirror? And you're not on my email list? What's the matter with you? Get on my email list. Go to everydaysaturday.com. Enter your name and email so you can remain inspired. I sent a great email today out to my database, global, all right? And I talked about these people don't matter. Don't listen to these people. I wasn't talking about Ebola in my email. That's this podcast. And I was talking about the negative people that are going to criticize you when you go for your dream. Because you know why? This is a good show today, isn't it? Seriously, I don't give myself nearly enough credit for hosting a daily inspirational podcast and motivating millions around the world. I really need to stop and give myself a little bit more credit. But today's email was about the yahoos out there that criticize you when you go for your dream. Or maybe you're in a new relationship with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whoever. You've got a new relationship and people don't like it. Or you're going to launch a new business and people don't like it. You're going to leave that job. You know why they don't like it? It's not you. It has nothing to do with you. Who does it have everything to do with? Them! Them, the person who's stuck in quicksand, who hasn't made a decision in the last 20 years. They're looking at themselves in the mirror, and now they see that reflection. And you are actually found. You summoned. Even after, it's never too late to summon the courage inside of you and go for your dream. You understand that, right? It's never too late. The only time it's too late is when you don't wake up on the right side of the ground. Then it's too late, and you're done. And become every one of these morons who never had the courage that are just going to sit around. They're going to have their coffee, and they're going to sit around and talk politics and sports and all this stupid crap that nobody cares about. There's time and a place for that stuff. Look, you want to talk politics? I'm all into it, baby. I love it. I love, 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 love great political conversation. I love great religious. I have some of the best conversations with my atheist friends. Why? Because I love to have a conversation. I'd love to hear their side of views. I have a Republican conservative outlook standpoint. I've voted Republican in every election since I was able to vote. I love going to lunch with my Democratic friends. I love it because I never see the angle that they see. I'm always, you know, I'm all for a strong defense. I want religion, you know. I'm a Christian conservative. I love talking about that. I'm pro-life, you know, things like that. And then to hear, I'm small government, baby. Oh boy, am I small government? Almost to no government regulation. All right, that's me. Why? But you figured that out, right? I mean, I'm Wild West out there, letting it rip. But I go to lunch with my Democratic friends. I'm like, damn, I never thought about that angle, huh? I still think you're a complete weirdo, you know, for being a Democrat, but I love you, man. I love these conversations. And we leave, give a little bromance or give a hug, whatever, if, you know, male, female, doesn't matter. And we respect each other. We can have these civilized, and it's engaging, man. Oh, my God, are these conversations engaging? I mean, they're saying the same thing to me that I'm saying to them. They're like, Sam, you're out of your mind. You're a Republican? You are a complete and utter fool. And I love it. God, I love when people talk to me that way, especially friends of mine. There's nothing better than having that. Are you even adult enough to have a conversation like that? Like, could you and I go to lunch or have a beer, and could we talk? And if you're completely opposed to every view I have, even if you're, let's say you're a human resources employee, been on the job 30 years, voting ultra-liberal individual, you don't even touch alcohol. Could you have an adult conversation with me? Do you think that would be fun? I think it'd be a riot. It'd be awesome. Because we're not gonna say anything personal. We're gonna have fun, you know. And I just look at life, and I see these people that are caught up in the Ebola virus and all of these things. The sky's falling, the world's ending. All right, and they're letting life pass them by. They're getting all their information from the idiot box, as opposed to me. I just put my feet up at 10 o'clock last night. I TiVo everything. I don't watch anything live. There's no need to. I haven't seen a commercial in 5 years. Why? Because I don't want to. You know who listens to commercials? People listen to podcasts. Like, I don't have a sponsor of the show, because, and I, when I do this in my podcast training, I tell people I don't have, I've turned down sponsorships all the time for my show. Just got another one for a domain registrar. I wanted to partner with me because they know you, the listener, you're smart and you got money and they want you. They want your business and I won't let them at you because I sponsor the show with my products or my business opportunities, the latest being Doobly Network. You know, we had a, for a quick aside here, we had six people last month make over $100,000 in their first month with Doobly. It's amazing, man. If you're on my list, I sent you an email today. Christian and I just had a hangout yesterday. If you're not on my list, shoot me an email. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. And just put in the subject line, send me the video of you and Christian. That's it. Just send me the video of you and Christian yesterday. It was a hangout. It's like a 10-15 minute video. It was awesome. We looked right inside the back office, showed how we made $240,000 last month. But I sponsor my podcast with business opportunities I do or my own products because I'm very protective of my audience. I know you guys want to make every day Saturday. I know you got room in your portfolio for a biz op and you're interested in that stuff. But man, I'll tell you what, people get so fired up and bent the wrong way about stuff that's never going to impact them. You know, they end up talking about politics, religion, sports, and all this stuff, but that's okay to have a hobby. That nobody's paying you. You know, if you're being paid as a political commentator, then talk politics. But you're not. You're being paid for the value that you're bringing to the marketplace. And you're not bringing value to your audience by continuing to talk about stuff that says the sky is falling. Guys like me and women out there also who are out there building a million-dollar or eight, nine-figure brand, we're out there speaking to our target market with the things that our target market wants to hear. You know, if you want to be the town crier out there telling everybody that's going wrong, you're going to be broke. You know what I love? My buddy Aaron Rashkin, I'm going to have him on the show soon too. I stole this quote from him, and I got to give him credit because it's the first time I've used it. Next time it's going to be, I heard it somewhere, and the last time it's going to be my quote. I own it, okay? He said something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. The loudest noise in a piggy bank is two coins. The empty piggy banks make the most noise because they rattle around. You only got two coins in the piggy bank, right? I love that quote. I saw it on his wall. I don't even think I liked it, clicked the like. I should have double liked it and sent him some love on Facebook because I love that quote. A full piggy bank doesn't make as much noise. It's not as loud and cackling because it's full. Same thing with people that got money. They don't make a lot of that noise. Or people that have inner peace, they don't make a lot of that noise. It's always the broke people, miserable people with loud opinions out there making the most noise on the internet. Or even in your coffee shops everywhere, because they got all the answers, but they have no money. They got all the answers, but they're tortured, because they never went for their dream. They're out there criticizing you and me and everybody else, but they got no clue how to make every day Saturday. You're going for it. You've made the decision that I'm not going to settle for being average anymore. I'm going to make it happen. So do that. Would you please get out there, quit making noise about stuff that doesn't matter. Don't focus on the Ebola virus today, all right? Focus on your bank account. Focus on building a business. Focus on an incredible brand. Focus on spreading a little bit of love out there, man, to people that need it. And back it up with a great product and watch the money flow into your bank account. I promise you it's going to happen 100% of the time. 100% of the time. But don't be like everybody else out there. If you be like everybody else, you're just going to get their results. Just the way it is, man. I'm fired up. I'm jacked up. My hair is on fire. I'm just ready to crush it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, when I'm done speaking in a few minutes here, I'm absolutely going to crush it today. I want to know what you're doing too, man. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. @SamCrowley. Got a topic for the show? Let me know as well. From One Saturday Plaz, it's Sam Crowley signing off. The number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.